Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Game has rules. When you become born again, there are rules. You'll be born again, the Holy Spirit comes to live in you. And then the Spirit of God begins to teach you. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. He said, for the anointing which you have received, because there is an unction that has come upon you, you do not need anybody to teach you anymore. But the Spirit of God himself is going to be your teacher. The Holy Spirit is going to be your teacher and will teach you all things. Whilst we are here, it is not me teaching you. It is the Spirit of God. Between my mouth and your ear, the Holy Spirit is working. Yeah. As soon as said, you will be at your assembly. The Holy Spirit knows everybody's needs. And so he tailors the word to your need. Your strength, your weaknesses. And he empowers you and endues you for you to be able to get the revelation of his word and to be able to stand and do his will. The Holy Ghost does that. It is part of the rule. Why is it that everybody is seated and one person is teaching? One person is speaking, everybody is quietly listening. Why? It's part of the rules. It's part of the rules, the born again rules. Can I hear a good amen? It's part of the rules. I will give you pastors according to my own heart. They will feed you with knowledge. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse number 15. I will give you pastors according to my own heart. They will feed you. There is a feeding going on right now. Jesus said to Peter, feed my lambs and my sheep, if you love me, feed them. Can I go further? Is somebody in Jeremiah 3? You open it. Let's read. There are no screens, so today we have a lot of work to do. Within a short time, there is a lot of work to do. Say amen. Somebody, Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 15. Read. I will give you pastors according to my own heart. They will feed you. There is a feeding going on right now. This chapter, this verse, this. That chapter, that verse, this. The more you are opening, feeding is happening. That is God's own rule. That is God's own rule. Say amen. Matthew chapter number 28, verse number 19. Go ye therefore into all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, and teach them. That is a rule. Teach them all things whatsoever that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you unto the end of the world. Say a good amen. Yeah. Say a good amen. Praise the name of the Lord. When the chairs are packed back at the back and we don't have any, we can, you know, we have some, we should have come closer than this. So let's fill the back to the brim and then later we can move part. I don't know where part will move to. And then let's fill some of it. You know, you can turn to an elder today. You can be presiding elder on the dates. Say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a feeding going on. Now, you may be fed with junk. If you are not careful, you will be fed with junk. They will feed you according to knowledge. Read it again. Sit and enjoy yourselves.
And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge.
They will feed you according to knowledge. In other words, the sophonu I will preach, you know, the sophonu does not even understand the revelation of this thing. They cast a match, you are in a dangerous place. The Bible, no, dear, at the home, but you won't see them, no, matters. Onipa no awo kire atwere ni mu no, it matters. It is said, you know, your students, now your class, now a teacher, man, you have five textbooks, you have been to me, I read the DF, you know, where will be, as I shared them with Papa, the blind is leading the blind. But the same textbook, the teacher or the instructor or the facilitator comes into the place and begins to easily break the curriculum or the syllabus down. They will feed you according to knowledge. You can't according to knowledge, and yet the person will tell you. The danger of the modern day or the end time churches is here, and they say the people want to hear what they want to hear. And so the preachers who are not rooted in the grace and in the might of God may be tempted to teach nonsense. Oh God. And I welcome club for. Yes, sir. Enjoy yourself. Say a good amen. Amen. They may be tempted to. Say your bar house is here, man, and all that kind of. Kenneth Hagin said something. He said one day he was ministering and the Holy Spirit spoke to him in front of the people, even though the people could not hear what he was saying. The Holy Spirit said to him, if the service is a miracle service, don't teach. If it is a teaching service, don't prophesy. If it is a prophetic service, don't worship. If it is a worship service, worship. Don't mix up things. I have a purpose. I was reading one of his books, The Midas Touch. And then it made me to understand. Say, Onyame, or you're very, very organized. Or you're very organized. You cannot just have any kind of life and walk with God. This is where Christian discipline is required. Anybody that cannot control his own emotions and own life, according to the book of Proverbs, is like a city without walls. It will be our. You are here for you to be fed. We are doing a feeding here. Seriously. And so the word of the Lord is the manual, and out of the manual must be solidified, segmented. This is why the born again Christian, we should be able to teach you certain things. If you've been coming to church for 1 year, you must be knowledgeable on the principles of God's word. Say amen. Yeah, there are certain things that you need to understand. Everybody seated here should be able to know, like Psalm 37, verse 37, mark the righteous, behold the upright. The end of that man is peace. That the end of a righteous cannot be catastrophic. That is one of the rules. Yeah, that is one of the rules. Read it, sir.
We are there.
No. I have quoted another scripture.
Okay. Yay.
Psalm 37, verse number 37. Who's who back in Candy? I'm a boy. You are now. We'll be answering my woo.
Psalm 37, verse 37.
Listen to the word of God.
Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace.
Mark the perfect man, behold the upright. The end, the real, yeah. What is your stroke when you're done?
Amen.
And if I am in my own time, and then I'm in a mechanic. Amen. You will move from that. The Lord will preserve you and protect you. Your end will be victorious. I'm in this one. Yeah. The end of that man is peace. That is one of the rules. There are certain things that we teach the end time Christian. Because the end time Christian is not only a missionary Christian, the end time Christian is also an anointed Christian doing exploits for the Lord. This is why it is an error for you to come sit in the house of God doing nothing for 1, 2, 3 years and all stuff like that. Obitening Namifie for almost about, 1 year at least. And here maybe you heard about SSU. So Sunday, what was the first thing that I talked about? Yeah. Let's see if you are learning. W3 service. The gifts of God. I said that every Christian should be able to know that the kingdom of God functions with gifts. Yeah, what them has is here, there is a barrage of gifts that have gathered. Some can sing, some can see, some can think, some can, because Ajini, a bit that will be a trimo, but Unyamia manipe be a brighter, you know, reasoning power. It's a gift. It's a gift. Let me give you a cream of presidents. And then let's compare those presidents to the current ones. Let's compare Nkrumah and his colleagues. Nkrumah, Mandela, Jomo Kenyatta, Julius Nyerere, Haile Selassie, Ofwebu Anyei. Let's compare this cream of leaders. Let's compare them to the ones we have now. No, I'm not only talking about people who are wicked and cruel, who are heartless. I'm not only talking about that. Let's compare also their performance. Yeah, let's compare their performance, their tenor, how they fared. Let's compare that. Let's compare Nkrumah and let's compare some of his words. Nkrumah was in power for 9 years. 9 years? You were 60-something. 9 years? That's right, 9 years. Just like President Rawlings. President Rawlings was 8 years democracy, 11 years revolution or whatever you call it, military junta reign or whatever you call it. You know, so 18 or 19 years. Nkrumah was only 9 years. Let's mention some of the things Nkrumah did. Akosombo Dam in Sawam Canary, the Commander Sugar Factory. The Commander Sugar Factory was there, Dada. It was revived. It was there, Dada. Shoe factory in Kumasi, it was there. Tomato factories. When Nkrumah was alive, Sanyo and Akasanoma were assembled here. Televisions were assembled here in Accra. Ka Akra no mo yawaha. Oh yeah, maybe too, you know, all those stories. Yeah, look at the motorway. Let me use the motorway, for example. The motorway in construction, in civil engineering, is, you know, a totally full concrete road. Under the concrete road, we have what we call blinding in construction. There are iron rods on the whole road. We do a first cast and put the iron rod overlay and do the final cast on it. And you can have a road like that that can last for a century without any repair works. It is expensive. That is why nations don't do it. And also, when you have an accident on that, the casualty rates are high because we'll be tipping concrete is sure. They won't survive. So that is one of the reasons why we don't do it. But when Nimyan Sakura said concrete is sutu, na opesa otaria. Enka adie no a ewo ho no ano yeya yenye engineering no enka ko make concrete ni kakra na ari abe patchi baby ya etu no wawi eye den ema nipa timi sore no om de ko tatare concrete eti me sa jine no adin jine no kura no eye gift. It's a gift. There were gifts. You know how I say, like I said on Sunday, it's a gift. Did the mic he show on Sunday to Nelson? I'm saying, Kasa, one Kasa, I've been willing to say, be you. It's a gift. It's a gift. It's the grace, the oil of God, the grace of God, the move of God is at work. Marriage, the people that go in into it and sometimes get frustrated. We should be able to lay hands on them and say, receive the grace for marriage. This is the reason why I am gathering singles only. I have only 200 seats. Kele Wele and Trophy Night. My boss will be. May invite you. May reserve a seat. 200 seats only at Alabaster International School. 1st of July. This coming Friday, formal dressing. Hallelujah. This Friday, 6 o'clock, we start. We are making, preparations for the grand edition, because I want to do two editions before the grand edition. I want to do two campuses, Legon campus and then KNUSD, and then we will do the grand edition at the International Conference Center. Hallelujah. Now, everybody should be able to... My mother married my father until he died. And they lived together for over 60-something years. I want that kind of marriage. I never saw it. Never saw my father raise his voice at my mother. Never. If they fight... I never saw it. And that also is a gift. Because if they fight and they were able to conceal it from us, that is a special gift. We, this generation, talk nonsense in front of our children and we don't even care. We don't mind. You know, but the children are there. The children are there. And they're talking rubbish to each other. And sometimes your children are very amazed when they see you, tama boom, and they are thinking the things they said to themselves, did they meant it? Was it meant? And was it an acting or what was it? It's a gift. Adeton, a gift. Obi beti mi akotena niema ho asori abeti na fia yan to bi. Obi nsu kotena niema ho, wo de he, two de no da fa bi guna pamba. It's a gift. It's a gift. One of our pastors, Pastor Rich, too. I was asking him on Sunday, why is it that you are always excited? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So everybody seated here has a gift of a sort. Your gift is not my gift. My gift is not your gift. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 8, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and he gave gifts unto men. There are gifts. Gifts. You don't joke with your revelations. Ubi on my when you dreams and fen ni agro. Ubi on my dreams, and it's not just a dream. Wouldn't you dream diagro at the ebe yo? It's a gift. Yeah, you will need pebi a one more gift. I this senior dear. Wouldn't you not have bones in here, but your tonight I'm so I will be trying. A your gift. A gift or what gift to a pass exam. It's a gift. There are different kinds of giftings, and this is why I keep telling people it will be an error for you to compare two preachers. It's an error. Paul said, are you not carnal when you can select Apollo and Paul? Who is Apollo and who is Paul? They are servants of God. Paul have what? Paul have sown Apollo, waters, but God makes it grow. In other words, if anybody deserves the credit and the glory, it is God who causes it to grow. And he has given Apollo to water and Paul to sow. He gives them all that kind of grace. The graces come from God. Yeah. Look at the people who speak on radio and speak on television. It's a gift. It's a gift. Sometimes you wonder, where do they get all these words from? It's a gift. Cooking. But they travel from places and come and buy a boboy in a place, watch it in a place, a mutu in a place. And you are thinking, ah, forget about the fact that sometimes you want to be able to do it. And now, Gift! It's a gift. Yeah, it's just a gift. At the palm way, Ubia, Kusia, Biomo Pama, dear. But we need to be on Pama, dear, 2 hours. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. It's any panel. We'll be to me a few customers now. Or you're gifted. Or gift. Yeah, well, nah, Ubia. But Yamia said that she'd be no man of a beer, et cetera. So, wow, him. Wow, him. Will be our warfare. We say that's an uncoyan come can see me, but I didn't do it. But you're marking me too sharp. Where I'm a candy say, what started drinking the MFP? Will be our warfare, what them have, but the nipper be on my one more of entrasso. Not entrasso, an entrasso, at entrasso. God has blessed some people. Uno as a, you know, Obi or a Bema, but Uno as a man. Obi or my Uno as a man. You know, that we have shoulders for suits. Obi shes suit in their fatanas because they have broad shoulders. Obi do on my shes suit as in a DNA. No, a DNA. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So everybody have their own grace and their own gift, their own area that God has blessed you with. And this is what you should know. When you come to the house of God as a born-again Christian, as we are training you with the word of God, you should be able to identify your giftings, your area of giftings. But you will need to be gifted with prayer. I will say, yes, this person has an anointing for what he is doing. Let me put church as sorry, for example. When it comes to church, when you are near friendly pabibri, I root to me say, Nipa be on my wabu adum, adum achedi, aye, they are sorry. The people love them for no reason. Yamin ayan aside. Do I hear you now, church? Benz any panua and on a dian quan worker, if in my yardy pair to go to the anguana. Why should you be talking nonsense again and be bitter against this person? But what you do not understand is that the grace are not the same, the graces are not the same. He gave some to be prophets, some apostles, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers for the perfecting of the body of Christ, for the edifying of the saints, and all that kind of thing. You know, until we all come to the unity of faith and the fullness of the stature of the measure of Christ, he does it for all of us to be able to understand. Fatherhood comes with a gift. Oh, yeah. Father. The children bonds with, the children connects with. Just amazing chemistry. It's a gift. And so the giftings, and let me tell you, somebody can have multiple gifts. Too many gifts. Will be on my gifted discussion. Show me to say, Apostle Michael into me. And you're a gift here on a Pentecost for you, and then when you bring a bunk of four pass home, Kukuna. Sadi and the Pentecost from a catch, and which you mut and your betro muscle. Opa, ma, Sadi and no man in term 30 years, moving your one subject. It depends with this, I seminal, who moving your one subject. Let's go to it. They said, then, Shabua said, oh, Pam, yes, some would think of heaven. One way, decent, no, will be answer. There's no two ways about that. Now, everybody here is going to be able to, who will be to say, apostle into me, or Siskan, yeah, Mamuni. Because of buying over two, says, keep you on one, almost spend it. I said, no. We are the endowment fund, I have to amen, Chirima. Pentecost 4, we'll be in your scholarship near the Bono, we'll be in your crying or cold baby near top to a year, a dear to our men, Jirima. We can't spend that money. The Bonia. We'll be on him, said your whiskers. Your woman's will be dear. Your woman will be dear. Unnecessary spending, extravagant spending, and living in Omnia, dear. If I, standing here, Semiye DCE and ask me your mind of Mikuru Mua. There are certain things that, you know, I wouldn't want to do because it sends a wrong signal. Even if I have the money to buy a Rolls Royce, I won't buy it now. I will not buy it now because it doesn't reflect the livelihood of the people. You know, if I divide the cost of a Rolls Royce, I can empower everybody who doesn't have a job in this church to do something. So if I buy a Rolls Royce, even though it is not church money, it doesn't reflect the life of the people that are struggling. If I am a loving pastor or prophet, I should be able to raise our people up with the little that we have for them to also. And if you're talking, say, you know, my alabaster for a soul, be only a 5,000, 7,000, 10,000, ever study BB and all that kind of thing. Wouldn't you say, you know, into media, say, and you be a young majuma be womua, won't be to me the acquire, you may not son for so, BB a mason of Buawunia. That's all. Hallelujah. There are different kinds of gifts that we talk about. Number two, the fruit of the Spirit. Let's read Galatians chapter number 5 and verse number 22, and then we will read Philippians chapter 1 and verse number 11. Is it? Verse 11? Yeah.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Verse 23, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
Against such, the Bible said, there is no law. In other words, the things that he outlined are just amazing things that the Bible was talking about. Philippians chapter 1 and verse number 11, the Bible said, being filled with the fruits, of righteousness. That is also a thing that we should be able to talk about. So in all the things that the Bible talked about, Pastor Elisha read, I can culminate it or summarize it as righteousness. When somebody has a right standing with God, when the person becomes born again, that is one thing we should teach them. Teach them righteousness. Teach them to live right. Teach them to live right. Teach them to live right. Teach them how to relate with each other. Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. That is a deep message. Love your neighbor as yourself. That is the essence of that message. Born again Christians, I wouldn't know you did. And Brad, what are you doing? Guy, we am sure. Carol, how? I mean, what is the essence when a husband that is married can go away from his wife and cheat? I don't understand. Now, let me use the opportunity, since Friday is not a turn for married women, let me use the opportunity to speak to married women. Being married is also a gift. And if you don't have that gift, I will pray that gift upon you tonight. Because that is an enormous job. To be a wife automatically makes you a mother, makes you a home builder, makes you a destiny, you know, enhancer, makes you revenue and resources, steward, risk castle, and makes you all these things. Your castle will be a year and a big responsibility. There is no way at any point I'll be to make Jehaw. No! I'm telling you. There are three things that I said in Love Talk that men love. Men love food, men love attention, and men love sex. I will repeat the three. Men, they love food. Whoop, I couldn't call it. You might the whole day when you did and what bar fairy just obey straight. Men found that your home congregation obey you. I go call ye, I have cook room, ye are, and Sunny ever bar, so you couldn't buy yak and ten cry already. Ben was a bomb running. I'm a young sunny, a young suffer. Behun was saying, why Mirigu grants was when ye be. I'm glad one can be by me. Nipakuron, I will buy in a green new house. They are Nami Numi Hosa Power. So may I be too moody, my funny son. Hallelujah. So, once I have just told you what men love, give it to them. Give it to them. Rebecca said, I saw the wind. Nimaya say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Any appearance was here, no one, maybe. I'm telling you. Ayakasi. Appearance was here, Tim. Ayakasi. And be a good cook. Yeah, ma'am, no more bresso. Nadia, did you know your dian? Ubin, my dian, and one won't be my papa say, Kim, oh, mammy, aboka. I'm serious. Oh, mammy, aboka. You want to have your papa point, you might have a few. Say, dear, I graduate here free. It's gone to attention. When I say attention, it is a broad spectrum. Attention means too many things. When something is bothering a man, you need to discern to know it. Because not all the men will tell you. I know a husband who had cancer. And the doctors gave him 2 months to live and didn't tell his wife. So there are men like that. But you should be very observant. If something changes, you should be able to detect. Every woman sitting here should be able to know, said, if you don't know this, you are joking. Mama Rita will be joking to think that Obi Ampekudu. Obi one more will see Nakudu today. This is why every wife must be prayerful. Wouldn't Pabo dia gromesi ukunu yeje nacha? Ukunu kwenye obeko gurao. They say, come a bar, so you need a tarimetajremano. Come a bar, so you need. So for you are so the renowned man of God. Ebreano and enemy Nimino, no pastor will prove the amazing guy. Kazanyanza, oh my God, the guy, vibrancy, dynamism, grace to speak. The guy was anointed. One day, you know, Sofuma Ameno, they say, beautiful Sofuma Ameno, or Donipa. Papa Sofono, Mami B, Uwuska, no, what, sorry, as I know, Sofono. May I not hear maybe on my mentors? There's a man about 40 years, and you be on my sense, it's me too. Serious. Some of you Americans say, we know this is the. And will be pen and read this for a general. But I mean, a crowd here with this system. I made a call, soften a call, my mini fee. And they have about 4 reception halls or reception rooms in the house. And he or catcher, so I said, brush, there's another hall. So on their software, I just said, climb upstairs and went there. Okay, got to now. You know, turn it that way. Yeah, nicely. Okogo tina ho, there was something very funny that happened. Mami ni maye, ena womo breno, a glass of Fanta. Manka, a bottle of Fanta. A glass of Fanta. Mumbe bide onu mua. E niye mebi onu mawe ni maho. Na me etri wadu yesi. Say your way, fancy dia unsu ye si wenchen, webi en su ne swan numbi. ɛna wasɔre afiri ha akɔ akɔ dwon so wo baa yɛ nom nsuo ne bio firi sɛ obi bɛtumi de ade ato nsuo mu amoa nom awu afiri wiase ɛberɛ no a wo berɛ nso yɛberɛ no a glass of water ɛhwɛfoɔ mu nti ɛnɛ wɔ ma ama asɔre te mekasa kyerɛ ɔmo through the internet ɛhwɛ obi wɔ ma baabia a wɔbɛdidi sometimes ɛtumi ama awerɛ ho. Because I said, you know, Bible students, a previous badge, not this badge, the previous badge. We mean it that him, but Jerusalem on Bible. You will be sure. Storeroom there was here on watch it, Talia. And Bible nearby is this there too. 6:30, watch it, Talia. You may be on the way, you know your form from the Bia, you may go your Didi. You are going to grow up as a child of God. Enye baby an ye didi. Enye duyani bi an ye di. Enye sa obe didi edi. Sofi etam glass of Fanta. Eba eni ye huye gu glass mu data. Enu onom ye. A pass of we ni sote no 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 oshene transit. Neni suba eno no dama amin paso. Ye bona bumbu. Ye deno koto mama paso. Mama, yeah, Papa, so for film from a free hop, and your mamma and a free sofa. So for Nanko Han Hunter, they say, oh, two free Kufuria. Sunday, I match or driver from a crack or ya, sorry, or Ponga, on coffee, once I'm a crack, but your mamma in a few. Witchcraft. Witchcraft. You we are here now to us, and I find a good scene. Obeka, Uncle, will be virgin, obey me. I'm telling you, Okunu will be penny serious. Tears here. Into me, wa my barbers one, I'm sorry, I'm here. Who knows some of us? Jeffrey Winsor. Barbers one is some. I'm telling you the word of God. So we and all that. Hallelujah. Tinao. Hallelujah. My teachings are not teachings that are theoretical or, you know, theory. No, I'm talking to you about practical stuff. Practical stuff. You know. Yeah, now many people on my, they have concerns. One of them is that Bikuno Nyinaso. Nyinaso, 1.5 minutes are two. Okay. Let me teach you. I don't know how to do this one. Maybe I may reserve it for another service, but I could have taught you how to make your husband prolong without medication. Papa, I watch you to your human. I say, "Oh, person, me yito, oh, person, me yito." But I don't know. I have too many of my nephews and nieces here, so I don't know how to go about. Anyway, let me put it this way, that be that responsible wife, no matter what. And remember that you have vows to keep before God. For better, for worse, for richer and poorer, in health and in sickness, until death do us part. Sister, wouldn't you mean you were a mecca? This will be our way, yes, I'd be a way, John. Barbara, friend, or I want to say in James chapter 4, verse 4. The Bible uses that word. I want to say it for Munim said, we are here down for fire, or Tanya, what the Tanya coupon. It will be a way, we are here down for which I was in the temple. But he called the generation I want to say it for. I want to say, therefore, And sometimes, I'm so proud when I see husbands and wives and children. And, there are a couple of families. Thank you, God, sir and ma'am. And, some of you, every Tuesday, you are here with your family. Every Tuesday, you are here with your family. To come receive the grace and the gift of God as a family. Whilst Ibikununum are not here, we are praying for them to be able to, but I mean, it's an experience to be seated to your spouse in church. It's an experience. It's an experience. Hallelujah. Number three, the fear of God. To be babetina soria, we teach that person the fear of the Lord. Number four, godliness. Godliness. Godliness simply means the way of life, the culture of Christianity, the dressing, the speech, the presentation, and all stuff like that. We are not the church that believes in Esesu Biya Boduku. Say so be a shirt trousers. Ubi and shirt trousers. We don't believe in all that. But at the same time, we believe in modesty, decency. At the end we show no decent. Because you see yourself as a woman of God, as a man of God. At the end, show me decent. You dress as a temple of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, you see yourself as the temple of the Holy Ghost. You don't live anyhow. So did you hear me? Because if we say, oh, because we have the freedom to A, B, C, D, sometimes we rent the phobia. Any person is saying, yeah, moi. Mwa na mama nkrofwe kwan wo mo kikense wuni mo na mama nkrofwe kwan ene wo mo kikense decent obi ya waya messes yemhwe nuanom nkramofwe kra beautiful for their husbands, nicely dressed. Christo ni wa show dress, nice, decent, and all stuff like that. Sometimes when I'm asking myself, who are you trying to reveal yourself too? I want to know. Ubi aba social media so pursue of why ni nufu ho. At the end of all, nufu ne ho. Sometimes I look at some of the, the exposure. No, I tell the days I then woman into abonting. You to abonting. Nay free because I don't get it. The wadiye na ukwain. They didn't have a fatal. I did you on my fe and then a cross. Be stylish, be nice, be a Christian with a swag. Oh yeah. I mean, you should. There are certain things, it will never attract me. I don't like it. A woman should be able to look glorious. For yourself, for your God, before anybody even proposes to you. I'm telling you, this is why I tell the singles and the married people, in this weather in Accra, keep 7 braziers, 1 for each day. Hygiene are the highest. Don't repeat them. 1 brazier for 1 week. I am your pastor. My job is to teach you. Somebody is looking for a wife in this church, and you are that wife. So I am working on that wife to present to that somebody, so that somebody will give God the glory that memware nipakeke, mabware obemu, a complete woman. That is how it should be. Say amen. Let me add something I didn't talk about last Sunday. One of the things that I talked about, I would like to start from there, is tithing. Tithing. Utea, as a Christian and you don't tithe, don't be surprised when you are poor. Don't be surprised. The Bible said, bring ye the tithe, all the tithes, to my house, to my storehouse, that there might be food in my house. Then prove me now herewith, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have space enough to contain it. And to tusududuno, etese, ebore. The tithe is like poison. If you take it, it destroys everything of yours. Therefore, give your tithe accurately. Because what I've realized about so many people is that when we come to church on first Sundays or any other Sundays and they have tithe, they just pick up the envelope and whatever they want or wish or have, they put it in it and come and put it on the altar. And you sign it to your tithe. I receive 1,000 Ghana cedis. 100 cedis belongs to the Lord. If I am matured enough, I can give more. It's still my tithe. Then when I tell the Lord, it is a covenant. I'm serious. One day we had nothing on us. We were struggling, myself and Didi. I'm not joking. Financially struggling. And then we gathered all our tithes and we added all that we have. Every money, including every money that the next day we didn't have money for anything. And we went to my father's house, Reverend Steve Mensah, Airport Hills. We stood at his gate and cried and said, we have come, Father, to redeem our tithe. Show us your glory. That day was a Thursday. No, it was a Friday. Immediately after the experience, we went home. Saturday, Sunday, we went to church. And somebody came to us and said, the Lord touched our heart to bring you this envelope. It was a very flat envelope. Don't be deceived by a flat envelope. It's a very flat envelope. And this was about 7 years ago. 7 years ago. Flat envelope. And then the people left and we thanked them and opened the envelope and it was 50,000. 50,000 Ghana cedis. 500 million old cedis. The tithe we gave was a little over 2,000. And we received 50,000. That was the beginning of our breakthrough. That was how our breakthrough started. When we took that money, we said, this money, we will put it back to the work of God. Oya, cement, iron rods, anuya, for the church of God. And then the breakthrough, the door started opening. The tithe is a very, very powerful key that opens doors. If you are really struggling, I am going to challenge you. Stop touching the tithe. It is a holy thing. Give it to the Lord and see what God gives back to you. You will be shocked and amazed. Yeah. You know, sometimes people don't go through no bad thing. Look at them. When I look at some of the experiences over the time, it brings a very humbling experience. After that experience, the Lord opened a door. Mama Chrissy came here, prophesied with a particular date. A door opened. I went to South Africa to minister for one of my friends. I want to invite him to come over to reload that this year because I feel I own him an honor. He invited me to Swaziland. So when we were going to Swaziland, he said, let me call one of our friends in South Africa and let him know that you are here so that, So we gave him a call and so the prophet is here. He said, oh, I want to meet the prophet. But we are on our way to Swaziland. When we get to Swaziland, we can't call them because the network is different. So, whilst he said, okay, I will send you a ticket. Send the prophet to me when you are done. And then by the time we got to Swaziland, the ticket came on the pastor's phone. And so we had 1 week in Swaziland. After 1 week, he came with me, dropped me at Johannesburg. I flew to Durban. Whilst I was there, I met this bishop friend of mine. And my first time of meeting his wife. And the Lord opened my eyes when I met the woman. Ehono edini nye se ravaida anamata wakas wubu nitirim. The name I mentioned, the Lord gave me the grace to spell. I met, and then the Lord told me, you lost a contract this week, and the Lord is telling me he will reinstate it. Apparently, it was BMW. BMW was one of her sponsors. And the moment I said that, said, but we have been, you know, negotiating. And the woman said, but who are you? Who told you all these? You know, and that same week, BMW came back as a sponsor. The woman said, man, this guy, the lady wrote one check, only one check, and said, take this. And oyi in a bag, oyi in a card, fit in a bag, and said, I have given this to my husband. Honey, take the prophet to any shop in Durban, anything he wants to buy, pay with my card. Now, where the minute I'm China shop. I'm soon here. I say, Muntra. Say, Muntra. Any abbey, I say, Muntra. Infree and I'd be an in a media. Obedient the card, the mouth, and ya what dear. Can't you take me to the high class of this place? I said, take me to Gateway Mall in Durban. He took me there. A Bora Italian shop. A Chef Berlusconi suit. So now we're talking. A checker price label, $2,000. Mr. Yito. Yito. We'll be in the car that mouth. We can call China. Oh, boy. That was the beginning of the breakthrough. Just the tithe. We paid tithe. When I returned back to Ghana, I had money that could buy me one Range Rover at PHC Motors, Range Rover Vogue, cash. And then I put the money on the bed and I asked it. I went to PHC Motors and this is the invoice. It can buy a Range Rover. And we don't have a church. So Range Rover and a church. What should we do? He said, don't even finish the question. It's church. I said, okay, then let's take some of the money. He said, no, church. You pray too much. So, sister, and I'm from a chair. And then we started building God a church. We started building 26th December. We finished on 16th February because the money was there. Alabaster City, that is how come we built it. Be anywhere, be to me, a church member, be to me, I me to cement, and I'm to iron rods, and nobody can say that. So we built God a church. That career was I to honor, somebody drove a car. I still have that car, even though you all have not seen it, because I keep it. And he said, this is a gift. The Lord told me to give this to you. Then doors started opening financially. Has become history. So if you don't pay your tithe, the doors are closing on you. You may feel you are giving the money to pastor, but you don't even have any right to be saying, when I give tithe, I don't care what they do with it. I have finished my obligation between me and God. I don't care what they do. Pay your tithe and be blessed. Sweetheart, there are too many people struggling in church. Too many people. Too many people. Your butt tongues. Pay your tithe. I was speaking to you about this because it was too important. Even though I was talking to you about work, I took it deeper when I met my team. This end time, I have said there are going to be 12 areas God will bless people. The first area is production. water production, food production, production, drinks, production, production of incense in plastics, production. All are production. Manufacturing of cars is production. What did I say the second one was, did it? Land. God will bless people in 12 spectrum or 12 streams of wealth. The second is land. I bought a land that costed 12,000 cedis in 2017. 5 years down the line, the same land is costing 110 Ghana cedis. 110,000 Ghana cedis. 1.1 billion. But I bought it for only 120 million. 5 years pay. Land appreciation. Then I said number three, real estate. The housing deficit in this country is scary. Real estate or property investment. I was teaching my team and I was telling them, me, I refuse to come and do halabashada and be poor. Never. Halabashada and signing big checks. The fact that we are going to heaven doesn't mean we should be broke. Listen, ministry is expensive. There's 7 or 10 different kinds of auditorium. We don't care whether we are renovating one. We can be in another. We can be in another. We can be in another. When you go to the Kodesh right here, they have 6 chapels on one property. 6 chapels on one property. It is. Frustrated. Hallelujah. Number four, what did I say that is going to be the stocks, bonds, shares? Stocks, shares, stock shares and bonds. It's one area that if anybody that is seriously going to be blessed is going to come there. Next one. Precious minerals, gold, diamonds, amethyst, bell, onyx stones, you know, crystals, you know, for a far more good year. Next one. Forex trading. Forex trading. Cryptocurrencies, Bitcoins, all those kind of investment. Next one, farming. It's one area we'll be pursuing. She'll go there. Next one, oil and gas. Next one, goods, services, goods and services. Goods and services, things that will be a company in every China, no about autumn. That's goods and services. Services is like somebody came and fixed my air conditioner. You know, and all that. Insanu nyuma. That's where it is. Hairdressing, you know, all those things. That's goods and services. Next one. Retail, wholesale, imports, and exports. Next one. Asa. 10 of them. 10 of them. As a matter of fact, I'm writing a book on it, and it's 12. 2, not the auto book, no, I'll be home. 12. So these areas of wealth. And Lizzie, let me tell you, know, the I talk about, you know, so on Sunday, how many things were we studying? You know, 10 things every Christian should know. Number one, the gifts of God. Number two, the fruits of the Spirit. Number three, the fear of God. Number three, godliness. Number four, soul winning. Number five, Christian discipline. Number six, giving, tithing, first fruit, alms and seed. All right. Number seven, work. I talked about work. Now let me talk to you about the next one and let's close. The second coming of Jesus Christ. Every Christian should know that. Every Christian should know that we are strangers on earth. The American now, your wife says, so, yes, you are much nanopa. ye beto tea bread. Oh, ye pon anadwia obi won mo, you know, about time no they know what I'm talking about. Where wo baby anwumre wo to ni brodo. Eti wo ye koya obeto de akoto ho. Because ye sorry ya ye be hunu milo. Milo tea, coffee tea, all tea is tea. A quick baby will hold that the rice water will blow you. Tom Brown. Tihu brodo. Mama wouldn't even make it. Brodo beko defi. Ya sorry I know pa ye chucha. Wait dear. About time you also nyasem get well. The rich me di me di ane ba. Me dear you answer na o. The ne di yaba. Namse na da da de ye. Wase se me chiche. Namse hey. Sometimes, hey, this is work. This is why one no in this one no travel here. Serious. You jump a frame one day, we won't be drowned. You travel with you, we won't say, Bruno, don't cry, we won't try. Big track as young will be a little bit to carry an answer. And so we'll be to make you come and us will be a hassle. I don't see a gift. As I close, see, if Jesus doesn't come tomorrow morning, we will pay our rent. We will pay our bills. This is why we should be able to be productive and fruitful. But that does not negate the truth that Christ is coming again. John chapter 14, verse 1 and 2. Believe in God and also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If not so, I would not have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And having prepared a place for you, I will return and receive you unto myself. A day is coming, the Son of Man will appear in his glory. Everybody in the world will see him. He will come in the clouds. The trumpet will sound. Jesus is coming again. The King is coming in the might of his glory and in the splendor of his sovereignty. Everybody listening to me, whether you are unbeliever or believer, prepare to meet your God. He is coming again. So whilst we are teaching you things about this earth, we are teaching you things about heaven also. Galatians chapter 3 verse 1. Set your affections on things above. Affections. Your kind of affections are the mekondo, the meprepe. Set it on things above. The King is coming again, Pastor C. A day is coming. Yamma Bible study view. We are be shim nidia. The diabet is a nipa y the soon. Soon. Say your waheyana, Pastor Rich Ayira. Mama Rich Ayira. That one's why I could feel droomy jinaha. Same. As of one, above for rapture, no man rapture, ni ye an as. Hallelujah. Gagana fo bring me, bring me wahano. Ah, send me a nanki kamuina, na one ka home. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Christ is coming again. Read it for us, Pastor Elisha. Chapter 3, verse 1 of Colossians. Colossians, the third chapter, the first verse.
Chapter 3, verse 1.
Read.
If ye then, being risen with Christ, seek those things which are above.
If you are risen with him, please seek the things which are above and not things that are on earth. Read on, sir.
Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
Read.
Set your affection on things
above. The affection of them. Adiame kondo. Can somebody read any different version from this? And let's look at the word affection, how the Bible will pick it. Somebody.
Amplified.
Read.
And set your minds and keep them set on what is above.
Set your minds and keep your mind set on what is above. Next.
The higher things.
Read.
Not on the things that are on the earth.
Read on. A day you better heaven, I be one of the same, maybe you don't have higher things. Higher things. Thank God for nice cars. I thank God for all the nice cars that are on the car park. Thank God for nice houses. You know, when you meet the Rafi Papa Muati, we say, yes, we view your home. But let me say this. When a flood comes to a place and flood cars and flood houses, then you realize how perishable the things that are on earth are. When the Ukraine war started, then I realized that most of the things that we boast on earth are worthless things. Vanity. Kaya, you be any abri person with him, a chance here, a deep formatitari. A buffum is here, and I say, I am a pencroform or maxinitin. Mempire and so, your mima will be the ebbing tree and son, I have free as he saw. But the me pass a me chumwa drink a CSC so ne say. Yes, sir, baby. And not the me, some man can't you know what me do. Esther, if I don't tell you that truth, I have deceived you as your pastor. Serious. When the disciples returned and they were telling the Lord, demons have bowed themselves down to us. He said, rejoice not that demons bow themselves down to you, but rather rejoice that your name is written in heaven. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will lift you. The Lord will make you great. The Lord will make you, you know. But the Lord himself is coming again. The Lord himself is coming again. Because I love that song. Yeah, he rebel. Osuna okro. Osuana angel. That's right. Osru Nasima. Nasum Jehiriba. Yahiribo. Osua. Ubi Bob, which you've been saying, Pastor Rich. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The kingdom is coming again. I'll finish with this. Ayana yin na yeni free so, because he said I will be a free. Not you will be any other also. Oh, that's why we are senior men now say who dear. But me can see a dear or so jayu or so jana. The American the old room with time it could be in the senior men from Munam could be. In Yakwensia, three terrible accidents. The first accident, we were on our way to Afram Plains for a crusade. We had crossed the river and we had an accident. The second accident, my mother had bought my first car, a woman that adopted me, had bought my first car and we were going to Kumasi to pick it. We had an accident. The third accident, I was with Dede and Ansuma. And we had an accident returning from Kumasi in an STC bus. My first accident in Afram Plains, when we came out of the car, it was as if the people I was with carried nothing. And that was the most important thing. Car ne die in here. But here, Bani, now we were like, Charlie, car here, a serious car. Suddenly, a wing. Second accident, I had an accident with a businessman. Kumasi Ford in Munaniete. Akwani kita sika wa check check bag. Kane somersaulti, yeah. The people in the other car, they died straight away, two of them. Now one of me who will say me pack it me peche flat. Ukita steer nim obo seat belt. The seat in it nanitia flat, no that's ukita and I will. Nasikano can't rewind the zip on a tear. Check back in a tear. Now, you know, you peer, you will be a gunning, the Mujashi, any idea? We'll be cutting, hey, Boga! We see how the film is over this guy. Hey, Boga! Hey, Boga! Hey, DBC police station, a year inventory, say a pep, omoan in him, ye inventory and a papa later obey identification and collection. But ye any case cannot that time not the on Pisca or Penenqua when ya nemquano and no assumable. Now, many walk down eternal life. Jesus said, you will dim me when I'm no mimojano or down. Dear what Jimmy Dean or down. That's what the Bible said in John 3:16. Said, in Yankupo, as you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but will receive eternal life. If you are here and you are not born again, make it right with God. Because he was as he is, you have a and son of him can take place. And son of Christ will be to me a bit. Whichever way, prepare yourself. So you could see that in my teaching, I teach in life on earth, I'm teaching life in heaven also. So that whichever way you are prepared. Yes, you share what China no pa or quasi good rule. Hey, yeah, I'm a person with the humanity, mommy. Yes, sir. You need me yet, Junior dear. You need Rika. Medas Mira for giving me a privilege to serve. He's close. So everybody seated here, Mangwaji, salvation. Uba, sorry, I'm a show, come now, we need Quaji, Mediwa, bro. I'm serious. If I prophesy that you will be the billionaire of whatever, but you are not saved, your name is not in the book of life. Mahau. At the end of the day, the year prepared now will be nebefa. Today I was having I had a meeting with Ansuma immediately after my radio program. We had a 48 minutes meeting. And I was telling Ansuma that, you know, I was talking to her about inheritance. How people's fathers can leave them inheritance, and because they are not trained for the inheritance, they lose it. I was telling her that one of the things that people should be able to know is to be heavenly minded. Heavenly minded. So we are earthly minded and kwa our mind no in we pay. Dear ye tie enya hankwani asasi enkwani life or no. A time is going to come, sweetheart, we will leave this earth. When President Rawlings died, they were interviewing his daughter, the MP. And she said something very, very powerful. Honorable Zenato, she said, it is obvious that at a particular point in time in all human life, everybody's life, at a point we will have to deal with death. At a point. At a point, we all have to deal with that. Because Obiti saw Man Penny Rollins, the main man, Susu Dasu. We're going to be, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of God. I am done. Hallelujah. Come to your Lord's rest. Like Paul, I have finished, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith, and henceforth left with me. Let's read that. It's Bible study. Let's read that. I have fought the good fight. I have kept the faith. I have fought a good fight. We should be able to come to that particular place. I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. 2 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse 7. Pastor Elisha, you can do that. Read verse 6 and 7. 6 and 7 will give us understanding. Read, sir. 2 Timothy chapter
4, verse 6 and 7.
Chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. That's right.
For I am now ready to be offered and the time of my departure is at hand.
Can you believe that Paul will be watching me predict you on one? Why? Because we are in a juma. Young crop will be brew, even a soft for big brain woman brains. Womo brains on young woman to two my gee. In Nimsami Bray, I said, did it my catch us a checkbook? Ah, in my medicine, so for be Nicole from cancer. Nicole to me as a checkbook way signature near way middle dinner tussle way with the will no me the way she mumau. I get that way from my member way, you know. She did all, he did all that before he died. Before Samson had not died, 6 years before he died, he nearly died. And he went to Osu Cemetery and bought a land for himself to be buried for himself. And then paid for the land. And then, you know, Yare was kidney failure to the latter age stage. Ah, failure. Omoa. Otras as omo freno. Numo. Obo. Gokoye okachom sasas ni o nuanit. Omo reset ye waya na umunim sencho beko. Shombo. And they did that 6 years after he died. But you know, at that time, that was a lesson. He was prepared. I have fought, you know. Paul is about to go and say, I'm about to depart. Watch, he didn't come today, could have read us three. You know, Lizzie, read us three. You know, let Pastor Elisha finish and he will give the microphone and then read it, sir.
I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course.
I have finished my course. Hey! This is what I am looking for. Some namasas he sumi to me kase dede inyame de share men sanu. That is a stage to be. Yeah, why obi anyone why ready? Yeah, why kura obi a me kase that does not refuse Jesus. Read on, sir.
I have kept the faith.
Henceforth, read the next verse.
Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
So there is a crown of righteousness. Which?
Which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me.
God is a judge. God is a righteous judge. The Lord, the righteous judge, will give me. Not only me, but...
And not only me, but unto all them also that
we
love.
We are here. Yinaya kwaji, a crown of righteousness. Jesus is coming back again.
Amen.
As part of your preparation, what you can do is to be a soul winner. There are many people in your family who don't know Christ. Talk to them about the Lord. Witness Christ to people. Win souls for Christ. Wabra bono krabi timia ye asenka. Ubi on my own yewano or shewu Christo some noa. Aye enough. A message. Stand to your feet, let us pray. Pastor Steve, come and help us. Lift your two hands and begin to thank the Lord. You can speak in the spirit at this time. Raise your voice in the presence of the Lord. Come on. In the name of Jesus, kispara rakoruchke, franda braski rahandash. Come on, raise your blessed voice. Iranda kavidash, sila ladada kosh. Come on, can I hear you? Sida dada bahayosh. He's coming back again. Yes. Again. Glory, hallelujah, glory. I'm fine. Oh, praise God. He's coming back. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. Oh, yes, he's coming back again. Glory, hallelujah, glory. Praise his name and lift him up. Praise God. Sing it for the last time. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. Oh. Yes, he's coming back again. Glory, hallelujah, glory,
hallelujah.
Oh, praise his name and lift him up. Praise God, he's coming back again. To worship brother said that if he appears in his glory, you will be one of his children. Pleasurable children that will enter into the glorious kingdom. Come on, talk to the Lord. Work on my heart. Prepare me, O God. Jesus, you are coming again. Somebody raise your voice. Come on. Prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. Prepare me, O God. One day, the trumpet will sound. That one day is not too far from today. Come on, come on, come on. Hey! Write our names in the book of life that when you appear, we shall appear with you. Can you put your two hands on your heart and tell the Lord to give you your daily bread? We are now living in a generation where you need daily, daily, daily. You need a daily bread. Daily, God should make provision for you. Remember to pray for your children, your spouse, your living. Come on, raise your voice. Daily bread. Our Jumanewa. A sitting and we seek a seminan quebra. Daily bread. Daily bread. Daily bread. Not monthly. Daily. Monthly is too far. Daily. Daily bread. Hallelujah. Let's do something we'll be doing tomorrow at the forest. You can take off your hand from your chest. Tomorrow we are receiving Apostle Jeffrey Quason. Tomorrow at Forest Empire Bokesia. Then on Saturday morning, he is coming back for silencing demonic attacks. Prophet Ofosu, wherever you are, thank you. God bless you. Prophet Akonai, thank you. God bless you. This is the 10 of Apostle Jeffrey Quason. It's going to be awesome. Tomorrow, 8 o'clock to 10, is going to be awesome. Now, if there is any demonic snare targeted at you, let God arise and swallow it. Somebody clap your hands and pray. 1 minute only. Paul, Peter, Tuta. Hey! 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 Rakatuda. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and begin to thank the Lord and worship as we close. Thank you. Father, anybody that is sick in any part of their bodies, heal them. Anybody believing you for a miracle, a testimony, a sign, a wonder, a breakthrough, open the doors for them. Show them your glory. Father, show them that you are there. Show them your might and your power. Hallelujah. Uyami Ampa. Why in the Bruanzi? Hallelujah. Yami. Uyami Ampa. Why is he brutini? Yamanina. Ramayan Suya. Yamasubu. Yami. Yashirawo. Hey, Niamanina, Niamanina, oh, we are here, Abba. Hey, Abba, Sumo, Yami, Tata, Niamanina, Niamanina, oh, we are here, Abba. Ramayan Suya, Hadishi, Abba Sumo, Yashirawo. For the last time, Niamanina, Niamanina, Akasa, we are here, Abba. Ramayan Suya. Adishi, thank you, Lord. Yabasubu, Yami, Yeshirabu. And you take your offering. Make Rashua, Yami. Fisewa, Yami. Messi, or they won't from swear free will. Masa wunyari wenina. Sadio kodia, sadio kodia. Sarana wa yewu, yewa ma wumran tibre. Mikra shiwa. You can bring your offerings from the back. Send your cordia, send your cordia. Saranawaya, Rama Wumran Tibremina. Hallelujah. Who are you? Why is he brewing?
Run your man in now. Let me hear you. Who ya are here? Rama Yansu ya ya Adishi. Yabasumu Yami. Yes, you are wo dada. Yeshua wo Yamidi Niamanina Niamanina We are here Ramayansu ya ya Yabansu wo Yeshua wo Any man in a casa, any man in a. Hey! Mama Yansu, ya, ya, Adishi. Messi, ya, Bansu, mu, yami, hey, jira, wo. What a service! What a service! What a service. I am blessed I came tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody give Jesus a shout of praise.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.